بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا غياث المستغيثين. Recite with me. يا غياث المستغيثين. We need your help tonight, O Allah. يا غياث المستغيثين. يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين. ويا إله العالمين. These are the words of Dua Kumail, and probably the people of Kufa will never hear them again from the lips of Ali. The bags of bread and dates tonight lay peacefully. His tough and calloused hands tonight lay peacefully. From tonight, the wells of Kufa will miss his cries. The date farms and the deserts will miss the soft touch of his falling tears. Was his kind gaze towards the weak and the poor so difficult to bear? Or were his kind strokes on the heads of orphans a reason to fear? Or maybe the banquet of hardened barley bread was something to covet? Or the rough clothes that adorned him something they wished to inherit? The midnights were adorned by the melody of his worship. The alleys of Kufa would tremble witnessing his saintship. But the melody had reached its climax when the sword fell on his head, ushering him as a groom. His beard dyed in red. This was the night that Ali was now laying, resting on his bed. Imam had told them just after the strike of the sword, take me to my prayer niche, where I would spend worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same place where I would cry out in the night and say, Mawlai, ya Mawlai, and express my weakness and poverty. The children had gathered around his bedside. When Hassan began to shed tears, Imam Ali alayhi salam may have told him, oh Hassan, do not look at your father like this. Your teary eyes are causing my heart to break. Hussein too began to shed tears. He would have said to Hussein, my dear son, Oh, the apple of my heart, oh, the light of my eyes. If you break down like this, I would not be able to bear it. But the narration says that when Ali looked at the tearful face of his daughters, when he looked at Zainab, when he looked at Umm al-Kulthum, he himself began to cry. His fatherly heart could not bear it no longer. He cried out, he would have said, "Cry, my dear daughters, cry, and I will cry with you. Because a time will come when you will remember me. You will remember how you would hug me in difficult times. But that time you will not be able to cry. They will not permit you to weep. You will see the head of Hussein on the spear, but you won't be permitted to cry. You will see the head of Abbas on the spear, but you'll not be able to shed a tear. If you cry, they will whip you and they will lash you." But as Ali would speak to his family members, he continued to advise them. He would tell them, "Allah, Allah, fil aitam. Be careful of these little children in the streets who are alone, who don't have father and mother. Take care of them." He would remind them of the Quran and say, "Allah, Allah, fil Quran. Don't leave it aside. Otherwise, the disbelievers will act according to it and will be successful. Allah, Allah, fis salah. Take care of your prayers, of your connection with Allah." Everyone was there beside them. But at that moment, maybe he would look and see that the spot of Fatima is empty. His wife, Fatima, for 30 years he had been absent from her. But it was time for him to meet her. Maybe he would look in the side and then he would cry out and say, "I have a frail and weakened body. Now come and take my hand, O Fatima. I am ready for the journey. Don't look at the gash on my head. You left silently without a companion or friend, but now I'm here to join you and ascend." Habib ibn Amr was permitted to see the Imam during the last breaths of his life. At that moment, he saw that one of the daughters of Ali was on the side of Imam Ali's bed. But alas, when her eyes fell on the pale face of Ali, and she began to witness that the breath of Ali was becoming shorter and shorter, she knew that the inevitable had to come. So she cried out uncontrollably. Habib says, "When I heard the voice of this little girl, when I heard the voice of this daughter of Ali, I began to weep also. And as I wept and cried, the people outside the house also began to cry." Ali at that moment opened his eyes and said, "If you would see what I was seeing, you wouldn't cry the way you are." They asked him, "What do you see?" He said, "I can see the ranks of angels descending to receive me. I can see the prophets and the messengers extending their arms towards me. I can see the beloved master, the messenger of God, sitting beside me. He's telling me, 'Oh Ali, hasten to meet us. We eagerly await you.'" Habib says, after listening to these words from Ali's mouth, "I left the presence of Ali, and just after a few steps, I heard the sound of wailing in the background, and I realized that the soul of Ali had left this temporal abode." Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.